Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Brian from New York.
And this is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And thank you for tuning in for another great episode. But before we get into our guest today, tell me what's going on, Rich.
It's hot. Oh, boy. It went from, Sacramento goes from snow, then a cool and nice for about a month, and then it gets hot. And I have my first wedding of the year on Saturday, and it's scheduled to be 105 to 107. So I'm I'm calming down now, getting ready for battle on Saturday. So
nice. Yeah, we hit 98 in New York yesterday, record highs. So,
but that's a really hot 98 too, right?
Yes, the humidity is brutal. Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah,
but you know, it's, you learn how to chug along and go with it. I was outside all day yesterday, so.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the first wedding of the year. I love shooting weddings, especially when it's my first one of the year. Give me about two or three and I'll be going, oh my gosh, never another one. But I'll make it.
Well, you're on a good pace, the end of June and first one of the year. So
yeah, we actually have most of our weddings in August and September, October, so it'll be a later in the year, but looking forward to many houses as I can.
Exactly. Cool. So what's on the agenda for today, Rich?
Well, Brian, we have an interesting interview, and it's a product review, not product review, a product interview. And as most people know, I'm a big fan of tethering. I use iPad and I use various tethering tools with Nikon, and I have other tools for Sony. And I'm going to bring on someone from a company called Tether Tools. And if you're not familiar with Tether Tools, I'll let the our interviewee discuss what they offer and such. But they have some really, really, really cool things and things that are really helpful to people like myself and others that shoot real estate and architectural photography. But I'll just introduce him. It's Josh Kenzer, and he's with Tether Tools. So good afternoon, Josh.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. And I'd love it if you would be so kind as to just say what your position is, what the company is, and how you can get in touch with you, and then go into we'll go into some specifics.
Sure. So, like I said, I'm Josh Kenzer. I am the VP of marketing here at Tether Tools. Tether Tools is a company that kind of got into the space of tethering when our founder, CEO, also named Josh Simons, was assisting for another photographer, and that photographer was bringing his iMac on shoots. And so Josh would have to carry around this big foldable table. And he said, there's got to be a better way to do this. So he developed out a tether table that holds your laptop or can even hold your iMac. But the genius of it was that he wanted to make it so it could mount on any stand photographers already had. So he kind of, with that mentality, just started rolling out new products. We're probably most recognizable for our orange tether cables. If you go to any workshops or demos or seminars or behind the scenes shots, you'll usually see a bright orange cable connecting the camera to the computer. So we're recognizable for that, but we've expanded into all kinds of products since then.
Yes, you have. You've got some really cool, creative things, and I know that everybody should check out the website. What's your web address?
The website is tethertools.com.
Pretty handy. Good. And I want to say that I first want to ask Brian, are you tethered, or where are you at with tethering, Brian?
I am tethered. I shoot. I use a cam ranger, so I'm wirelessly tethered for now. I have shot tethered to a laptop in the past. If I do studio work, or I used to do studio or product work, I don't really do any of that anymore, then I would always shoot tethered right to a laptop. But now for real estate architectural stuff, I am shooting wirelessly using the cam ranger to the iPad.
Mm-hmm. And
sorry, Josh.
that's fine. We used to be one of Camranger's number one sellers. So we're very familiar with that product. It's a great product. We now have a competing product called the Case Air, but the CamRanger is a really nice product.
Well, I'd like to bring up this opportunity for you to tell our fans out there that, I also use CamRanger for Nikon and Canon, and I use the Sony Play Memories app for my Sony product, but a lot of people are really, a lot of the scuttlebutt talking in the groups is there are a lot of new companies, a lot of new products out there. And I think of all those new products, I think Case Air is probably the most well-known one, but I'm sure there are a lot of people that aren't familiar with it. So what makes the Case Air, I know what I liked about it, but what made the Case Air something that you find is a good for a niche, and tell us something about your product.
Sure. So as compared to the CamRanger, if your listeners are familiar with that, I always like to say it's about half the size and half the price. But it's got two-way functionality. So you can use your camera as normal and then review the images on your iPhone, iPad, Android device, or even a Mac or a Windows computer, whatever you need to use. But you can also trigger the camera remotely, as well as change the camera settings and do things like live view, which I think works really nice in the real estate niche, because you can set your camera up on a tripod in the corner and actually get out of the room, get out of that wide angle, and check the focus, check the composition, fire the camera, review what it looks like, and kind of increase your workflow productivity that way.
Mm-hmm. And how is it? What's the form factor? And I know that it's quite a bit smaller than the CamRanger. So tell us about the size of the form factor as compared to a CamRanger.
Sure. It's probably about the size of like a 9-volt battery. It's pretty wow. small. The one thing that we like about ours over the CamRanger is it also has an integrated cold shoe mount. So you can put it right on your hot shoe. If you're using a trigger, a radio trigger, or even a flash on your camera, then it does come with a little lanyard, but it's so light and small, the lanyard just kind of dangles it off the side. So it's really small, really light. One of the issues we always had with our customers with CamRanger is just where are you going to mount it, or where are you going to put it while you're using it? And so that was one of the main things we wanted to solve with the Case Air product.
Mm-hmm. And were you with taking people's suggestions? I always wonder this. I've been using CamRanger, and I've always dealt with Dave, the owner. And I was just curious about your company. How do you listen to your public, and how do you get information, and how does that trickle down or trickle up to actually making changes for people's recommendations?
Sure. So we're a pretty small company. We're 17 people, and we pride ourselves on answering the phone when customers call. We have a contact us form on our website. We go to many trade shows and workshops. We have a blog called Tether Talk. So all these are different sources, even Instagram, Facebook, where our customers communicate with us. And because we're so small, and we're so ready to listen to our customers, it's pretty easy to get your input as a user into the product development cycle. Obviously, with any product in any company, we have a roadmap, and so we have to filter and prioritize suggestions. But Tether Tools has always prided itself on listening to photographers to come up to determine what products we should create, or which products we should innovate on, or how to make existing products better. And the Case Air is no different, except for the only difference is it's our only software product to date. So that's been kind of a learning curve. But I think we're doing a good job, and we're listening to customer feedback. We just introduced a client lockout mode for photographers who are in studio and have art director or something, and they don't want them messing with the camera. So that's available. We're working on the new full screen mode to make the image as big as possible. So we've got stuff in the pipeline, and we always love to listen to our customers.
How many devices can you hook up in client mode or in any mode?
Right now it's 1-to-1. So one Case Air, one device, mm-hmm. But that's something that we've been talking about too. We hear that a lot.
And it has proprietary app, I'm assuming, that you were saying. This is your first software-based product that you use with the Case Air.
Yeah. So yeah, when you purchase it, you can download it from the Apple App Store, the Mac Store for Mac, the Play Store for iOS, and then the Windows downloadable you get straight from us. Yep. And we don't limit the number of computers you can install it on or devices you can install it on. And we don't, you know, have any kind of registration code. The Wi-Fi network it creates, for those users who aren't familiar with these types of devices, when you turn it on, it creates a Wi-Fi network that you then connect to from your device. That is password protected, so there is some security in there. But other than that, we don't limit registration or anything like that. So you're free to use the device. You could even lend it out to a friend and they can use it. So there's no restrictions on that.
Awesome.
Well, it looks like you can use it with your Mac or your Windows desktop as well, which, I mean, I might be wrong on this. I mean, maybe Rich, you can correct me. You can't use the CamRanger with a desktop computer, can you?
No, you can. You can use you it can. With, at least on my laptop, I can.
Oh, you so, can. Okay. Yeah. So that was my mistake. I didn't know that there was a software you can download. Okay. All right, cool. But also the price itself. I mean,
yes,
it looks like it's $160. I'm on your website now. So
yeah, $159.99. And we've pushed out since we launched it about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. We've put out 4 or 5 major software updates and a bunch of little incremental software updates. And we don't charge for any of that. So there's no hidden fees. Or anything like that. It's just $159.95 and you're off to the races.
Well, those updates are the biggest thing because I love the CamRanger and I use it daily, but that's my biggest gripe is the software looks the same as it does when I bought the CamRanger about 4 or 5 years ago. So not that there's much they should update because, you know, it's a pretty simple software and, you know, you just use it to basically control your camera. But like you said, client mode or full screen mode, some small things like that just to progress the way, it, you know, progress the software and the way I work will definitely help me. So
yeah, we're kind of the fan of that Fuji model. You buy it once and we just try and keep making it better.
That's one thing that's Fuji's known for is trying to listen to their client base and a lot of updates.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to roll from this, the wireless tethering, to a product that I think would really be helpful to a lot of people. And I don't know exactly how to describe it or what it's called, but it's the little device that you clip onto the cable that helps you to not screw up your USB port in your camera. And I know there are a lot of people that are complaining that the USB port in their camera is going bad. And I think what it is I think more people are tethering. And now after they've been tethering a while, more and more people seem to be damaging their USB port. So for all those people out there, tell us what that product is and kind of describe it and go with that.
Sure. You're exactly right, Rich. That if you damage that USB port, not only does it cost about $400 to $500 to get fixed from the manufacturer, but you have to physically send your camera in and do the whole repair system, which means you're going to be out without your camera for a week or two. And for a lot of photographers, that's just not an option. So we actually have 2 different versions now. The one I think you're referring to is the jerk stopper camera support. And it's a $16.95 and one end kind of anchors to your eyelet for your camera strap and the other end clips onto your cable and it just takes the tension off of the USB port and puts it on the camera strap, which is nice and secure. The other product that we've rolled out within the past year is called the Tether Block. That kind of routes the cable underneath the camera through a tripod plate, which just is just a way more solid connection. One of the big challenges we found is, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the USB 3.0 port. It's really long and skinny, and it real easily works its way out. So that tether block is a better solution than the jerk stopper. Because with the jerk stopper, you still have a little bit of play in it. But with the tether block, it's just rock solid. It's just locked down. So and that's, you know, that's for people with tethering with a cable. With the Case Air, you're probably not going to use one of these devices because it's just a 1 foot cable that comes with that. But if you're tethering to your computer, I definitely highly recommend one of these 2 devices for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, does the tether block, is it like a universal tripod connection, like an Arca head?
We have 2 versions. One's got the Arca built in if you have an Arca ball head. And then the other one has a quarter 20 centered right underneath it. So then you can screw in your tripod plate to it and kind of double up on it.
So any way you work, you'll have a solution for that.
Yeah, for sure. Cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at that now. It's great. You just tuck the cable right into the actual block.
Yeah. It's kind of like our feeling is, you know, it's 2018. And if you're not almost all photographers use computers to do post-processing, but if you're not using a computer to help you capture the photo, whether that computer is a laptop or an iPhone or an iPad or an Android device, if you're not using that computer to help you capture the device, you're missing out a little bit. So we want to give our customers all the tools they can to put that computer of whatever type on set with them so they can shoot with it and make better photos.
Yeah, I think the day that I realized tethering was in my future was, I'll never forget, I was shooting a really big house and the realtor and the client, the homeowner, were sitting there on a couch kind of watching me, which I wasn't crazy about, but it was about 105 degrees out here in Sacramento. And I was trying to set a light outside a window. And every time I set it, I would run inside and I would take the picture. I would look at the response or the image. And then I go, okay, I got to move it. So I'd go out and I'd move it again and I'd run back in. Well, after about 5 or 10 times, the real estate agent said, "What are you doing and why are you sweating?" And I said, "I don't know, but I'm just trying to get the picture right." And I found the solution is tethering. So anybody out there that's not tethering, I think you're missing the boat.
Yeah. And not only the remote triggering and remote viewing, but that tiny LCD screen on the back of your camera lies to you all the time. Like you may think you got the perfect shot and you get back to your computer and there's something in there you're going to have to Photoshop out because you just didn't see it as a whole, or something's just slightly out of focus that you wish was in focus. And so it eases the process from beginning to end. Mm-hmm.
And another product you've got, I wanted to bring up along the lines of the jerk stopper. I keep cracking up with the name, but it's so true. But you've got cables that have, I guess they're right angle and left angle cables, which those of us who shoot with L brackets are familiar that it's very difficult to put your camera in a vertical orientation if you don't have a right angle or a left angle. So tell us about your cables. You probably have new cables all the time because people seem to need new things.
I'm in need of one of those so badly. Every time I want to go vertical, I have to pull my cable out and just use the back of the LCD.
Yeah. So yeah, we do. We make the right angles in. So here's the one frustrating part about shooting tethered is every camera and camera manufacturer use different USB ports, which means they're physically different in shape. And so we have to carry a lot of different cables and make them in different types to work with each camera. Even like, let's say you're in Nikon, that Nikon family of cameras uses 3 different USB ports. So you can't just tell me to use a Nikon and I can tell you which cable. You have to ask which model because it gets down to that level. But yeah, we do make the right angle for a few of the different cables, the more popular ones, which does work really nice with the L brackets or even just tethering, like coming it straight down to the tether block. It can be a nice solution for that as well. We just rolled out, like you said, Rich, we're always rolling out new cables. We just rolled out USB-C. So your Sony A7 III that you just got uses a USB-C cable instead of a, instead of a 2.0 or a 3.0, which is really nice for the speed of the data transfer, but it means you have to get a new cable. So we just rolled those out. And then, a lot of the new MacBooks have the USB-C on that side. So we rolled out all of our existing cables, but with the USB-C on the end, so you don't have to use a dongle. So we're always working on stuff like that. And I should mention, as the VP of marketing and sales dude, that our cables are built, are kind of our brand promises. These cables are built to the highest USB specs, so we don't cut any corners. I got customers that come to me at trade shows all the time and it's like, "I used to buy 3 or 4 of the cheap cables and then I bought one of yours and I haven't bought another one since." So that's kind of our value proposition or what we pride ourselves on. So.
And one thing people don't realize, people that have tethering devices that you plug in that are hardwired, there are times when people are going, "Well, I'm just having bad connectivity and this and that." And they don't think that it's probably, or quite possibly, it's the cable. So yeah. I always have a backup. And I know that your cables are great, and I love yellow cables because it just shows us they're there and watch out for them.
Sure. Yeah, we like to say orange cables, but some people call it yellow.
Yellow. Is it? Okay. Well, I'm on your...
Do they have a yellow tint to them?
Well, on my uncalibrated laptop, correct. Yes. I'll go with yellow. And I'd like to say that I am just scrolling down over pages and pages of different cables. So you have something for everyone.
Yeah. And, you know, to make it a little easier, there at the very top of every page is the search by camera, where you just put in your camera make and model, and we'll tell you exactly which cable you need and what other accessories we have for that camera. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to keep it as simple as possible because it can be kind of confusing to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And I see your, you know, everybody that's listening, while you're listening to this podcast, if you have the ability to go to the Tether Tools website, which is tethertools.com, you really can browse through all this stuff. It's really very useful stuff for what we do.
Yeah, I mean, once you get a computer on set, whether it's a phone, a tablet, or a laptop, then you're going to need somewhere to put it, somewhere to mount it. So we have a ton of mounting gear, a ton of cable management gear. We want you to take advantage of having that computer, but we don't want it to be a hassle or a headache or something you do reluctantly. So we try and come up with every product we can think of to make that process as smooth as possible. One thing that I think is really nice, particularly for the real estate audience, is we have a universal tripod roller that can go on any tripod, and it gives it wheels. And so now you can roll your tripod around in your house that you're shooting a little bit easier. You know, on carpet, it's going to be a little bit, especially if it's thick carpet, you might have to pull it, but at least you're not picking it up and carrying it, moving it from room to room, which might save your back a little bit.
Oh, but it's how I keep in shape. So
yeah, there you go. I'll try it.
Now that's a really interesting idea.
Yeah. I also see you sell kits also, which I guess is, you know, I guess to you, to ease the burden of trying to figure out what you need for specific things, just a full kit with everything someone would need.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brian. As people start shopping on that, now we have these suggestions for other products. It can get real confusing real quick. So kits kind of make it an easy one-stop shop to get everything you would need. We always take that philosophy that if you have existing gear, go ahead and use that. You don't need to rebuy any gear. Like we make an articulating arm, which I think like Manfrotto calls a magic arm, and other people make the same arm. It's all universally compatible. So if you have that arm and you just want to buy, you know, the tablet mount separate, go ahead. But if you don't, then we'll kit it up for you and make it an easy one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, I see that. I see the super clamps you have, or Manfrotto calls them the super clamp. I guess you call it the master clamp, but you have all that type of stuff. Wow.
Yeah. And really a lot of that is just for ease of the customer. So they don't have to go to two or three different places to buy it and stuff. And we try and always, if we're going to make a product like that, we'll make it better. But those things have been perfected over time. So there's not a huge difference. It's just for ease of purchasing.
Sure. And even your gaff tape is very affordable too.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. So let me ask you, for someone who's new to tethering that maybe has never tethered before, they want to get into it. They don't know if they should go wired or wireless, or, you know, this is a whole new ball game for them. What advice would you give them, and what should they look for? For some of your stuff?
Sure. So, whenever I'm talking to people at trade shows and they're completely unfamiliar with tethering, I tell them really all you need is a cable and software. And so I say a cable came with your camera. If you still have the box and you can find that cable, you can use that cable. It's probably like 3 foot long, so you're not going to do much with it, but at least you could try out what the process is like. And then software, most of our customers, and I talk to them, they're on the Adobe Creative Cloud, so they have access to Lightroom. Sometimes I do have to explain that Photoshop won't tether, because tethering is really the act of taking the photo and seeing it come over in real time to that screen. And so Photoshop won't pull it over, but Lightroom will. And a lot of, you know, a lot of photographers use Lightroom to do their edits anyway. There's also Capture One, which has a 30-day trial, or On One that has a trial, or Smart Shooter. So there's lots of ways you can try it out. And then after that, if you still have questions, one thing we really pride ourselves on is education. We have tethertalk.com, where we do a lot of education there. We're always pushing out content guides on learning how to tether. So if you go to tethertools.com, up in the top navigation, there's a learn section. We've got a database of different software, tethering basics, PDF guides you can download, different resources and articles. So there's definitely all that. And then once you're ready to commit a little bit more, we do have like a starter tethering kit. We've got what we call the pro tethering kit. So we have different avenues into it. And then if you're going to go wireless, then obviously we have the Case Air, and it's just the one product, and you're moving on that. So
yeah, that's the product that's intriguing me the most, and I might have to cough up the money and purchase one. see if I like it better than the Cam Ranger.
Yeah, just like the Cam Ranger, it only supports Canon and Nikon. We get a ton of requests to support Sony, even though Sony has their built-in Wi-Fi. And I've personally talked to Sony multiple times, and they're just really not interested in letting us support their product. I think they're happy with their wireless. So the one challenge with in-body wireless like the Sony has, you know, some of the more entry-level Canons and Nikons are starting to put in, is it does use your camera battery. And I like to use my camera battery to shoot photos, not to power Wi-Fi. So that's a challenge. But if you do have that built-in Wi-Fi, that's one way you could play around with it as well. Try that out.
Yeah, great. And I want to say that you have a section on here, your pro team. And boy, you've got some Joe McNally and Scott Kelby and Peter Hurley. Well.
Yeah. We've been very fortunate. We're very appreciative of all those guys. They've supported us for a very long time, and we're very grateful. You know, One, I would love to add some real estate photographers in there. So if you guys know a few, let me know.
Yeah, Rich is the master.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I just want to say, great, man. You just got some really, really cool gadgets. That's kind of the way I look at it. And we all us real estate photographers, we may be small in numbers, but we're very passionate in our gear and our geekdom. Yeah. I don't know about you, Brian, but I know I'm a total gear geek. But
yeah, I think that's why some of us get into it, just because they like the cool gear.
It's just, yeah. I mean, the only way I could make it work was to start being able to make all my equipment write off. So I certainly love the stuff, the gear. But I wanted to kind of wind down if we can. And I just, I know we had spoke about, you're going to offer us a discount code. Will you tell us a little bit about that, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super appreciative of what you guys are doing in the podcast and the real estate market. I think real estate photography is oftentimes underappreciated, except for maybe by some real estate agents or you know, the people building the buildings. But you guys put a lot of time and effort into each of those photos. And as an appreciation for that, we're doing a discount code. If you check out, and at the end of a checkout, there's a place to put a promo code. If you use shooting spaces, all one word, then we can give you a 15% discount on your purchase, and we'll make that good through, you know, a long enough time period where most of your listeners can take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you so much. I know I might be giving you a call up on that one. So cool. Good.
Yeah. I was thinking about purchasing the Case Air. So now you just... swayed me and put me over the top. So
there you go. Made it a little easier.
And I want to say one thing in your defense. I know that trying to deal with these companies like Sony or Nikon or Canon, and you're basically almost backwards engineering the product. It must be unbelievably challenging to work with a company like that and all the different cameras.
Yeah, it really can be, and you know, when we get customer calls in for support, they're like, I'm using, you know, the Nikon D600 with this Android tablet I got for free with my mobile plan, and we're trying to sit there and figure out, you know, why something's not working right or something. And so it can be challenging. We're appreciative to Canon and Nikon. I'm definitely appreciative to Sony for giving me the, you know, letting me talk to them. They make their decisions for their reasons, and that's fine. But yeah, it's great to be part of the photographer community and just have fun, you know. There are much harder jobs. I shouldn't say harder. There are many more unfulfilling jobs than photography or the photography industry. So I'm just grateful to be part of the industry.
Mm-hmm. Josh, I want to thank you for your time tonight or today, depending on where you are. Tonight.
It's funny. I'm in Phoenix, and so listening to you guys complain about the heat was a little funny. It's supposed to get to 111 on Friday and 113 on Saturday. So we will not be going outside to shoot any weddings in Phoenix. Sure.
But don't you have dry heat there? I mean, you don't have that New York smog and humidity. So
yeah, we have no humidity. So that makes it more bearable for sure.
Well,
for sure.
I'm good up until 110. Last year I shot a 112 wedding. So by the end of the day, I'm pretty done.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, thank you so much again. And I just want to thank all our listeners for hanging out and take advantage of the discount code Shooting Spaces. We'll all make that lowercase, no problem.
Yeah.
And Josh, thank you for coming on. And I'll let Brian take us out.
Yeah, just be sure to check out tethertools.com, tools with an S at the end, plural, and check out all the different products they have, because there's definitely something that you can find useful on your day-to-day operations when you're shooting. There's definitely something out there. So take a look at their inventory, see what they have, and take advantage of this discount code.
Right on.
And Josh, we want to thank you for coming on tonight. It was a pleasure chatting with you, learning a little bit more about the products and what you have. And I think you swayed me to buy a Case Air. So that might be in my future in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much for having me. And sorry, I came on so salesy, but when you're talking about your own products, it's hard not to sell them.
Yeah, salesy, but informative. That's the main thing.
Good.
Awesome.
And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remind everyone to subscribe to us, leave a review, and just send some feedback. And don't forget to submit and ask the guys question. We're running a little low on questions, so we definitely need some of your questions to help us produce some future content.
Yeah, and you can promote your website and your business when you ask the question, and it's good for everyone.
And with that, Rich, I bid you farewell. Have yourself a good rest of the day.
You too, and thank you all for listening.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.